Okay, so what was the inspiration behind this guitar retreat? I know you and Alex have a ton of experience teaching, and you're incredibly multifaceted musicians, but when did you say to yourself, let's come together and let's do something special?
But the funny thing is, quite honestly, it was presented to us as an idea. I'd heard about things like rock schools and schools of rock, stuff like that, and never had really thought about doing a dedicated guitar camp. And then the idea was presented to us, and we thought about how both Alex and myself work and our understanding of the instrument. We both thought it was a great idea. So it made sense because not only had Alex and I toured together and hung out together, but with our background in music and music education, it seemed to make the perfect fit.
Okay, on your website, you list Paul Gilbert as one of your influencers. He has his own, rock camp coming up in July. What do you think separates your rock camp, you and Alex's rock camp, from other ones out there?
I think it's definitely our own set of experiences. It's like meeting a different personality. Everybody's an individual, and the way they view the instrument is always going to be different. That'd almost be like asking, "Oh, well, why would you have two guitarists at a guitar camp, as opposed to just one? Because every guitarist is the same." But it's the way we all view our instruments is so differently. Even though Gilbert's one of my all-time the biggest influences, him and Jason Becker, you can't help but pull from your other influences and the path that you chose to explore the instrument and stuff like that. So, while you may find it Paul Gilbert's camp, I think ours will definitely be different.
You mentioned all musicians view their instruments differently. How do you view your instrument?
Mine, I would say I view it much less like most guitarists do, in terms of when most guitarists pick up the guitar, they view their instruments as it is. And because of my classical upbringing and my exploration with different instruments like the piano and the violin, you have to think of theory and music more abstractly. And so you almost think of music as its own separate entity, and then these instruments are merely the devices that you explore it on. And so, when most guitarists view the instruments, they view the patterns on the fretboard, they see the guitar in their mind, which I do some of that. But then ultimately, I think of the notes and the phrasing that goes into, all of those things, and see that without the instrument. And I think that's a really cool advantage in a way, just because you can extrapolate different ways of playing on the guitar.
Do you feel you catch people off guard, like people that aren't into, the thrash metal scene and music as hardcore as they should be, or they're not really interested in music that much? I mean, they come across, a band like Megadeth or Jagpanzer or Nevermore and things like that, and they don't expect you to, have a degree in classical guitar, and they don't expect you to know the music that well. I mean, do you feel like that is a problem in the music industry, the way, metal is looked at?
No, not at all. I mean, well, maybe the misconception of that, that metal has no experience in formal music training or anything like that, because I know so many great players that are in thrash and metal music in general that they're just, they're innovators, and they know their instrument really well. And so I think that that's definitely a misconception. As far as, whether it should be that way or not, I think the reason that anybody plays music is their own. And it shouldn't matter whether they, choose to really explore the instrument and really get to know it, or if they just want to bang out some chords on it. It's not for anybody else to answer except for them, because, they're the ones that like to do what they're doing. So, I don't put any labels on music or any reasoning behind it. If people are enjoying themselves, then that's good enough for me.
Okay, your influences are so diverse. Your abilities are so diverse. Let's just kind of like take it another step. If someone wanted to know a song on your iPod or a music, a style of music that you were incredibly interested in that they wouldn't expect, what do you think it would be and why?
Wow. I have listed in some of my influences, country music, like Chet Atkins. If they would listen to some Chet Atkins, that would probably throw some people. And, kind of good reasoning, I noticed that in like thrash and metal and stuff like that, one of the least popular secondary genres would be country. And it's just my experience. And, with what happened with me with that was I was basically in the same boat. I didn't really care for country that much. And then I started teaching at a music school, and the country instructor there, and the guy could just tear it up. He was just so good. And he started turning me on to all those really great country players, and you just can't help but respect that. You know, if you're a great musician, you're a great musician in any genre.
Okay, is there one song on your iPod that you're kind of ashamed to have on there, but you love it anyway?
I would say the most guilty pleasure would probably be like Pink's Going to California.
There you go.
But I think she's a great singer, and I think you can really hear the fact that she's got some spunk, and some attitude in the way she plays her music, so I think that's cool.
Okay. You mentioned the teaching before. I mean, you're a guy. I mean, you're in a great band right now. You tour all over the world. You don't have to teach. So why do you? What does it do for you?
I think, it's just the idea of conveying knowledge and seeing people that get really into the idea. It's when you see somebody that takes what you've shown them and really lights up and it's like they get it and they understand it, and then they just want to utilize it. And to me, that's awesome.
How do you think you've grown as a musician from, Jagpanzer to Nevermore and to now Megadeth? Like, what do you think you've learned throughout your journey?
Too many things to list.
What do you think is the most important thing that you've learned?
I think probably the most important thing is just... be as prepared as possible and just let things happen how they're going to happen, roll with the punches.
Did you ever think, like 15, 20 years ago that one day you'd be playing with, Dave Mustaine?
No. I must say though that like most, teenagers and early 20-year-olds, I probably didn't see in front of my feet at all. I didn't think that far into the future. Unfortunately, I didn't have that kind of a roadmap plan in my mind. I knew at that time, I loved playing the guitar, and I had no false expectations about where I'd be or what I'd be doing. But I didn't think, 10 years from now, this is where I'm going to be. I'm going to be on stage. I'm going to be doing this. I kind of wish I'd had a road plan like that. But I think I was your typical teenager.
What do you think you'd be doing if you weren't a musician? I mean, you've been playing guitar since you were 11. You tortured yourself in summers, playing 14 hours a day. What would you be doing if you weren't doing this?
It's interesting because I, during my music career, had considered other career paths. When I wasn't always earning, that great of a living doing music. So, I would have to say, my current biggest interest outside of music is electrical engineering.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
How'd that come about?
Well, it really came about through music because, I started seeing these, devices that I really wanted to create or have for my own and my own music gear. And then as I started exploring how to code, little Pico boards and stuff like that, I started getting into the engineering side of electronics, and it just kind of grew from there.
Well, you're like a mad scientist in a way.
Well, I wouldn't go that far, but mad, yes.
So how do you think Megadeth is different with you in it than it was before?
Well, I can't even answer that question because I wasn't here before I was here, you know? Mm-hmm. And so I don't know what the dynamic was like, you know? I know the different players and how they played, but, you know, I don't know how Megadeth was different or what the vibe was like.
Okay, throughout your career, you've replaced other guitarists in other bands. Do you ever think of, you know, being a frontman for your own band one day? I mean, you sing as well.
Right. Well, I've done that in the past, and I found that it was very taxing, and at the same time, I kind of felt like, for me at least, the show suffered, you know, because I was tied to a mic and tied to the guitar, and, you know, doing all that, and then also being the kind of mediator between the crowd and the band, it took a lot. So I don't know if I'd ever consider doing that again. You know, who knows? Maybe I'll record some vocals or something like that sometime. But I don't know if I'd ever set off to really create a project like that ever.
Okay. What are you looking forward to doing the most during this retreat with your students? Like, what are you getting excited about?
Again, it's really just conveying what I know about the instrument and hoping that they really enjoy what I offer.